It is Ian Ryan with your pre-match warm-up as we start to look ahead to Manchester United on Sunday afternoon. I've got Sean Rogers, Ian Salmon and Damian Cabana with me for this one. We will have Jay Motti a little bit later in the show. But Cav, when the fixtures drop in the summer and you clock this one, you're probably thinking, wow, this could be some game. There could be something riding on it that is huge. It hasn't quite worked out that way. But that said, it is still the two biggest teams in the country going head-to-head. And they both need to secure Champions League football.
Yeah, the ultimate grudge match, isn't it? I think the pressure's off a little bit, given the good work that we've done recently. I think Man United can say that as well. It might help the match itself, really. Yet, neither of them have got over the finish line yet for the Champions League, and that's so crucial to everything that they're planning going forward, the way they can attract players, what they can finance, all those things. But given statistically, you'd expect them both to get over the line, whatever happens on Sunday. I hope just up it's a slugfest and both of the teams fancy it. I'm not saying it's a free hit because it isn't against them. I am going to be absolutely delighted and very drunk. We beat them there. I'm commiserating and drunk in equal measure if we don't. It's a great fixture. And if you know, at the start of the season, you'd expect Liverpool to be challenging for the title, given that they just won the league. So there's no arrogance for me to say that. 100%. And then given the fact that they sign a load of players that everyone's doing cartwheels about, and quite frankly, you'd still sign them again. Like all that. And then when you sort of look at the fit, when you turn them up, that what you just said there about looking when the fixtures come out, I was looking at going, Jesus, you know, we need something there. It's the last place on earth we'd like to go.
But at the same time, you could have been getting
the sweetest
a
place.
Bit
yeah.
Romantic about it and didn't imagine going there and winning. So,
we could design the football club there and then go ahead in the title races and then say, that's it. You know what I mean? But there's two grounds that are extremely difficult for Liverpool to go to. Everyone's got their own derby matches and, Everton away and Man United away are the two of them. And we negotiated Everton last week. Yeah. And I think if Liverpool approach the game in the same manner and stay in the game and show some resilience and they're smart, then Man United ain't all that.